Blog Talk Radio.
Marilyn, are you on the air? Marilyn, you on the air? Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, I'm on the air.
Good morning. How are you? Fantastic.
I'm doing great.
I just
want
to talk to
you.
We had some technical difficulties this morning. I'm broadcasting live from the Pasty Diner up in Silver Spring, and we're here with a group of people. We're going to talk about open relationships, about relationship situations that people need to know about. Because right now, relationships are hard in the summertime. Spring is in the air. People want to fall in love in the summertime. And June is the number one month for weddings.
Some eggs over easy to cheese.
I'm having breakfast right here at the Tasty Diner. I'm having breakfast at the Tasty Diner right here in Silver Spring, Maryland. What do you think about Maryland? What do you think about springtime love or people falling in love in the summertime? Is that a good time to fall in love?
Well, if it's true love, any time is a good time to fall in love. But
right.
I think the springtime and the summer really does add to it, because even just the other day, being able to walk outside and enjoy the beautiful weather, it put me even in a different frame of mind. And I'm sure even in relationships, that plays a part. I've heard some people say during the winter they become depressed, or, you know, they have a different, they're in a different place when it's cold outside and they can't get outside. So, yes, I know it makes a difference. But, again, any time, if it's true, that's the main thing. If the love is true, any time is a good time.
That's right. Any time is a good time to fall in love. Cupid's arrow has no cut card. It will strike you at any point. And when it strikes you, depending on how hard it strikes you, if you can control Cupid's arrow, a lot of women in 2016 and before that will control Cupid's arrow. Once it hits them in their heart, they can see it in their heart, and sometimes they can pull it back out. That's when they say, I kicked them to the curb. The arrow never really went all the way through the heart to the back. That's when you know that's real, that Cupid love that goes all the way through your heart. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. Nobody gets by. Most people have been in love at least one time. How many times do you think a person can fall in love in their lifetime?
How many times can a person fall in love in their lifetime? You know what? I'm thinking about that, Russell. I really don't have the answer. I don't know how many times a person can fall in love in a lifetime, because it always goes back to what is love? What is a person looking for? What do they consider falling in love? And I think that's where miscommunication, or people are thinking two different things, and one might think they're in love and the other one might not. So it's pretty complex. But if I had to give a number, I would just have to say a person can fall in love many times in their lifetime.
Without a doubt. You're on the line with Marilyn Black, also for today's love in the afternoon, love in the morning, love at night. Love is something that people really thrive on. I'm a romantic. I'm a love. They call me a love machine because I stay in love 24/7. I make sure that love comes in my life. I don't want to have a loveless life. People who go through life with no love or never been in love, it's hard. But sometimes you only get one bite at the apple. That first love is the hardest love, they say. When you first love someone, you fall hard because you know nothing else. And then if you recover from that, some women and some men want their heart from love. They don't want to be in love so that you know more because it hurts. What's your take on that, when love hurts? What's your take when love hurts?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Marilyn, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, Russell.
Yeah, we're broadcasting live. I got you off now, so I'm calling you straight up. But what do you think about when love hurts? When love hurts?
Well, when love hurts, you definitely need someone that you can talk to. And I say that because there have been instances that people have come to me when they've been hurt by love, and you have a conversation. And what I've found is most of the time, some time has transpired. They've been hurt. And what I find interesting is many times, even if you've, quote, gotten over it, many women do not forget it. And I can't really explain that. There might have been a relationship where they were hurt, and they might have someone now who's giving them everything they need or want or that they feel that they desire, but for some reason they never forget the time that they were hurt. So I would just encourage
love,
anyone.
Love. Go ahead.
Now, I would just encourage anyone out there, if you have been hurt, it's okay. I guess the message is it's okay to talk to someone. As a matter of fact, you need to talk to someone. And if someone comes to you because they have been hurt, use that time to encourage them and help them so that when they do meet that true love, that they can move on and not hold on to the hurt to the point that it interferes with what, you know, their entire future.
Well, sometimes people get hurt so bad, they basically don't ever want to be hurt again, and they try to protect themselves against love. And that's why a lot of times people, you know, even jump the fence. They go, I call it jump the shark. They jump on the other side of the fence because of the fact that they don't even want to be with a man no more. They say, hey, I'm never going to be with a man no more. I've been hurt so bad by a man. Now I'm going to jump on the other side of the fence, and I'm going to just deal with homosexuality and vice versa. Yeah. It's always, it's not just one sided. We're not making it one sided. It's always both sides. You got men, but you know, you don't hear that much about a man that gets hurt so bad where he just decides to be a homosexual. That don't happen a lot. Yeah. But you know, when you, cause some men are hurt so bad, they don't want to deal with women, period. And they don't even want to get married again. Some people have a thing against marriage. They've been hurt so bad about marriage, they won't ever do it again. How do you overcome the fact that you have been hurt by love and you need to move on and get love again? Go ahead, Marilyn.
Well, just Marilyn. Listening to you, yes, I'm here. Listening to what you were saying about being hurt and then, you know, going in different directions and not wanting to be married again, even staying single. Even in hearing that, Russell, the important thing is that the man and the woman, and I'm speaking in general, need to be more considerate. And again, how do we get to that point? Do I have the answer right now? No, because I see it happening every day where people are being hurt, and many times it's unnecessary, and the extreme that people will go to hurt another person. You know, I've witnessed that. I've been told about that. But the bottom line all comes back to is to the fact that we need to be considerate, whether you're a man or a woman. Think about the other person. And that goes in line with what we always say. If you really love someone, how can you love someone if you don't even know how to care for another person? So it's going to take some soul searching and some real – it's going to take – it's going to have to get to the point that it's an ongoing conversation and more open. People need to talk about really strong relationships and what the relationship should look like. And I think we spoke about that, Russell. We need to find couples who have been together, who have those true relationships, and we need to hear discussion about how they did it and what it took and the sacrifice, the times that they were tempted and how they got over, or if they made a mistake, how they were able to forgive and yet go on. So, like I said, I don't have the answer, but when I'm listening and speaking, I can pretty much see. I know the basic things that are required, and that's respect for another person.
I want to ask some of the people here in the diners, how do you get rid of love who's been hurt before? Just give us a scenario. What would a man do if he's been hurt by a woman so bad and he wants to recover? What would he do?
Call up her sister.
That's even worse. Now you're going to hurt somebody else. You want to hurt
I don't know. You just sit back for a few days, relax, try to contemplate what you need to do. And then the biggest thing is put your concentration on other things, your family, your personal life. Why did it mess up? And do your best to move on. But the main word I can say is man up.
That's a good point, though. You brought up a good point. Don't be no punk when it comes to hurt. Never cry. All that crying and all that stuff when you hurt, don't cry. There was a lady one time who was dating this guy, and every time she did something to upset him, he started crying. And it got to the point where she didn't want to be with him because he cried too much.
Excuse me, I'm that guy that was walking by the table. There's nothing wrong with crying. I differ on that, especially a man. A good man that can cry shows that he's truly a man. He has some emotions. Nothing wrong with crying. What happens is you go through all the emotions. happiness, sadness, madness. And crying is just one of the emotions, and that's what makes it good, because sometimes if you don't cry, it's that one that ends up going down the postal office and shooting up everybody. So, gentlemen, please cry.
We're not talking about not crying. We're talking about crying to excessiveness. When you cry to excessiveness, that says she got tired of him because she was crying too much. Give me your take from a woman's perspective. There's nothing wrong with a man crying. What do you think about a man crying to excessiveness? Hello?
Yes, are you speaking to me, Russell?
I'm speaking to you, Marilyn. What do you think about a man who cries? There's nothing wrong with a man crying. That's appropriate. Mother dies. Mother dies. You can lose a love that you know. A woman can't leave you to cry. But what? A man that cries to excess is always crying. What do you think about that?
Well, I have not personally experienced that, and as a matter of fact, I have not had a conversation, because as children, that's one of the things that, you know, even little boys are taught, hey, you deal with it differently, you don't cry. But that's something that's been proven, though, that boys and men do need to cry. But what I will say, in a relationship, if you're in a relationship with someone and you have that understanding, because everyone is different. And if a man doesn't cry at all, then that could be a problem too, as was stated. But I believe the balance. I think the point you're making, Russell, is true. You have to have balance, because I think it would be the same thing if you had a woman who cried all the time or cried excessively. The man probably would, quote, as we say, get tired of her. So I think it's about having balance and having an understanding. But I always say, in a relationship, you have to decide what you want, or what the two of you, the path that the two of you are. Let's just say you're married, or a woman is married, and her husband does cry, and he cries more frequently than she would think he should. Well, no one has to know that except the two of you. If you, as his wife, can deal with that, then you deal with it and go on, especially if all of your other needs are being met. And I think that's where it comes down to, hey, what is it that the two of you really want? What is it that you're willing to tolerate? Because when you put it out there, you're going to get different feedback from different people, sometimes based on their relationship, their experiences. That's why when you go into that marriage or that relationship or that commitment, you have to know what you want. And if you know what you want and your husband or your wife is crying, but you have agreed, hey, you understand, or if there's a reason for it. They might have experienced something earlier in life. It might be a reason for it. But if all of your other needs are being met and you're happy with it and the only thing is that he's crying, hey, I say deal with it in that extent, but keep it within between the two of you. Don't go putting it out there, you know. If you've agreed to accept it, don't betray your husband by going out there talking to other people saying, you know, I'm tired of him. He just cries all the time, especially if he told you up front, I'm emotional. I'm emotional for this reason. You know, I lost someone early in life, and it's just certain memories put me in this. I apologize ahead of time, but, baby, I just, you know, sometimes I get emotional and I cry. And if you've accepted it, then you accept it. Keep it between the two of you, and nobody else will ever know, as long as the two of you are happy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. You know, you can tell somebody, if you're an emotional type guy, just a guy that cries and jumps for happy, you can tell that lady that's who you are, and between you and her, nobody has to know. You can't be out in public crying and stuff happens all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree.
Just because your man, oh, he's sensitive. Yeah, okay. And he can be sensitive. Yeah, he's soft. He can be soft in the house, but if you can't be soft out there in public, much matter around here. And, every time y'all see something, he's crying. You know, watching a movie, he's crying like you cry. You know, just, y'all crying right there. Say something. Bob's Gump is going, you know, can't walk no more. Why can't he walk? You can't be doing that. But the bottom line is, there's nothing wrong with being sensitive. That's my whole MO. I'm a feedback, sensitive, caring, understanding, awesome man. I do with vibes. I'm a vibe orientated type person. I can feel the vibe of a person. And I read the TVs. I know how to read the TVs. I can tell. That's why very few people get to me on a negative side. I know when somebody wants me or somebody don't want me. A lot of times, get a relationship, you know, somebody with the person don't want them, and then all of a sudden they try to go after somebody, and they can't read the tea leaves. You know what I mean? They can't do it. Could you give us your closing statement, Marilyn?
Well, I would just encourage everyone who's listening to just put a little bit more thought into relationships and, you know, that commitment and love, because the more I talk, the more I listen, people really don't understand, and people really don't give a lot of thought, because I find that even as we're out in the community, Russell, as we are inviting our callers to come in, people don't really think about it. And then even when they are hurt or they go through hard times in their relationships, they don't even take time to fully deal with it, and it's something that just lingers. So the best thing I could say is, you know, let's start with our children. As I said, we need this parallel system where we as adults talk to our children about these things, give them some insight, so when they come up, they won't have to go through a lot of the pains that we have gone through, and talk to someone. It's okay if in a relationship. I think we should always have someone that we can call up, we can talk to when we're having problems or we need direction, no matter how old you get. I don't think you ever get to an age where I've reached that age, I don't need direction. If you know someone who is in a wonderful relationship, the love is there, something that you really admire, talk to them. Seek direction. But the main thing I can say is time. We need to really put in time with our relationship. Make it a priority, because it plays a great role in our lives and the ones around us.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Anybody want to speak up right now? You're on the air with Marilyn Bland and Russell Price, today's relationship talk. Go ahead before we go off the air. It's truly been a pleasure this morning to even hear you on the air this morning, and we have to realize that, like Marilyn said, take these relationships seriously. If you don't want to be alone or die alone or don't have a relationship, then get yourself together and start looking. You can't find nobody in the house. Get yourself out the house. Go for a walk. Go to the supermarket. Go down. Get to a supermarket that has at least 15 to 20 aisles and walk down each aisle. You'll see somebody. And if somebody sees you, if they walk by you with the cart, don't look at you, then you may not be lookable. You may not be desirable. They may not think you look good. But if you think they look good, you can stop them. You can say, hey, how you doing? You know, you can even ask somebody, what type of tomato is ripe? How do you pick out a watermelon? Anything. I mean, you can pull somebody out the grocery store. You can pull somebody anywhere if you have personality, little gift of gas, and you look desirable. You can't stop somebody if you look like a baboon drinking vinegar and they don't like the way you look. But if they like the way you look, like the way they look, and right now the social media, internet, Facebook, Twitter, all this stuff is getting people connected. You got people finding people on Facebook, setting up relationships on Facebook. You got people that's on Twitter putting out tweets about, I need somebody. I saw a tweet the other day. Lady said, look, I feel like I'm lonely right now. Text me on this particular number and hit me up. People are doing all kinds of things to meet somebody. But the summertime is coming. You don't want to be in the summertime with no love. Summertime love is good love. Anytime is good love. But summertime love is really good. Wintertime love is a two-blanket type love. And you can snuggle and have somebody underneath the covers. That's hot, but summertime, people already got half the clothes off. Half the clothes already off. You're into something, you know. So, I mean, you can see somebody half naked walking down the street because they got a little tank top on or a little halter top on or some hot pants or some, you know, what do you call it, retro heels. I mean, people, women normally dress to the part when they like what they see in the summertime. They show their best assets. They've been working out all year, you know, during the summertime, and they come out with what they go by, showing their body, and go to the beach. They got a place in California called Venice Beach. You can go to Venice Beach, and you can see what you get before you get it.
Same way
for the men. That's right. For the men, yeah, the men the same way. I mean, a lot of men work out and try to get themselves in shape, but for the most part, a lot of guys, some guys aren't in shape. they're looking. You have other guys looking at women. They're not even in shape. They want the in-shape woman, and they're out of shape, but they still want the in-shape woman. They have a lot of guys that's their preference. I was at a seminar in Florida. Guy said, "What kind of woman you want?" He said, "I want a woman who is 5'9", clean body." And you looked at him, and he was 350. He couldn't even walk with the woman, but that's what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? He wanted that type of woman. So basically, you have to decide what you want. Sometimes you have to get a body. You got to have a body. But sometimes you don't have to have a body. You have to have other aspects on the scale tippers to make sure that you can get the body. So that's the whole aspect of relationships right now. What do you need in a relationship? Do you want to be lonely or you want to be – if lonely jump on you now, God bless you. This is the Russell Price Today's Relationship with Marilyn Bland. We'll see you next Saturday. It's all about you.
Love you.